I would say typically the one thing that I really struggle with would be the concentration. So I say that yesterday when I was revising, it can be very hard to concentrate for extended periods of time, even maybe like 20 minutes. I just find myself just having like these very sped up thoughts, almost as if like you kind of lose control of your own thinking, which is very distracting, very annoying. So I just try and like, mitigate that by studying in like small bursts. As of like other people's understanding, I don't think anyone fully gets it, but I think most people I speak to are willing to try to understand, which is all I really ask. Because I mean, it's such a, I mean, I don't understand it, so I mean, how I would expect anyone else to understand it, I don't think it'd be fair. So I mean, I guess the only thing I really ask for is just the effort to be made to just try and like show some empathy, really. That's kind of it, really.
Have you come across stigma in relation to mental health kind of over the years?
Yeah, I would say not loads, if I'm to be perfectly honest. I think most people are quite understanding, I think, in this day and age. I think I'm quite fortunate that everyone who I've spoken to has been pretty understanding. Although if I was to critique anything, it would be maybe the healthcare professionals, I guess I've seen, especially the ones I've seen at the NHS, and some private people as well, actually. It just every time I go there, I get this sense that they kind of have this rough idea of what someone with psychosis should be like, and they always make like a comment about how like well spoken I am, or like how calm or how polite I am, and I think it sort of suggests that maybe they think I'm almost like antithetical to like what they think someone with psychosis should be like, and I think that's kind of a shame, really, because I mean, I. It probably defines my character to a certain extent, but not entirely. And I think that's sort of, I think that's very stigmatizing that they think that, that they think that maybe perhaps I should be kind of coming in rambling and just sort of being all over the place. And to even then voice it, I think is very problematic. I don't think that's very good at all, really.
Can you tell me why it's I think there's a real feeling these days, acknowledgement of that is more important to it's very important to try and better understand mental illness and to break the stigma that kind of surrounds talking about it so much of the time. Can you just tell me if you think that's important and if so, why?
Yes, I do. That's something I very much believe in. I guess just quickly, I'll say I'm the president of the Mindfulness Society here at the university, and I think one of the first things I actually talked about was my own mental health and how mindfulness helped me cope with that. And the reason why I brought that up was because I was sort of willing to bet that there was at least one other person in that room who'd maybe had experience either directly or sort of, either directly themselves or, maybe with like a family member. And I thought that, someone would appreciate it if they could see someone kind of just openly talking about their experience as if, it's just like anything else, really. And funnily enough, someone came up to me at the end and said, I really appreciate you talking about that because my mother suffers from something very similar. And, it's always been something that's like been very close to me, but, I always kind of struggle to talk about it just because she never knows how people are going to respond to it. So I think kind of having this dialogue sort of creates more of a safe environment for people to want to share. Because I mean, I think it's a shame really, because I speak to so many people. I mean, like I said, I've been quite fortunate, but I've spoken to so many people who say like, I brought up one to my family, or, I've spoken to my friends about it, and they just either don't get it, they don't want to get it, or even at times they're antagonistic, and it's really sad because it's just the complete opposite of what someone needs in that moment. Like someone really needs support, and for them to be shunned, I think is a real shame.